This is The Naked Scientist with me, Helen Scales.
I'm Chris Smith.
And I'm Dave Ansell. I'm going to kick off this week with a story about a new way to detect cancer cells. Cancer is caused by cells in the body mutating and losing their inhibitions and keeping on dividing and dividing. This causes a build-up of cells called a tumour. In the wrong places can be fatal, but more normally, the really dangerous part is when this tumour starts losing cells, which then take up residence in other parts of the body. This process is called metastasis. It'd be really useful to be able to detect these cells as soon as they get into the blood, but there may only be a few thousand of them in the bloodstream at any one time, and the amounts of blood you'd have to test would be really quite large. Now, Ekaterina Galanza and her colleagues have come up with an interesting solution to the problem. First, they inject tiny magnetic particles, which are chemically attracted to a molecule that docks with a receptor on many types of cancer cells. This means that the cells get covered with lots of these magnetic particles. It then put a large magnet near a blood vessel, which attract these magnetic particles. Therefore, as the blood flows past, you get more and more cancer cells building up right next to them. And they then fire laser particles into the blood vessel, which is absorbed by these particles, heating them up. They expand, which creates a sound, which they can detect.
Oh, wow. So not only can you find the things using sound and magnetism, but you can also quantify them, because presumably the more that there are there, the more sound you're going to get.
That's right. So you can get some idea of how much there is. They actually did some experiments and they found out with mice, and they found that depending on how bad the cancer was inside the mouse, that produced a bigger and bigger signal as they went through. They also got a better idea whether the cells they were detecting were cancer cells or just random other things which had stuck to.
I was going to say, because one major problem is non-specific binding. If this thing locks onto a cell that isn't cancerous, you're going to get the impression that there are lots more cells there than there really are. So how do they get around that?
Well, there's two things. One, if it's not locking very well, there isn't a very strong magnetic attraction, so they tend to wash away with the blood flow. And also, they've used little gold nanoparticles, which absorb a different colour of light and attract to another docking station on cancer cells. So if you see both the magnetic nanoparticle signature and the gold nanoparticle signature, then you've got a much better idea these are definitely cancer cells. They've managed to detect them in mice so far, and they think it may be practical to use them in humans in future.
I did see something very similar when people were doing this for melanoma, the cancer which is derived from melanocytes, the skin cells that make black pigment in the skin, very aggressive form of cancer, but they were using the fact that you could quantify how many melanoma cells might be going around in the bloodstream if these cancers are going to spread by firing a laser into the cells. And because the laser is soaked up by the melanin, the dark pigment, but not by red cells or white cells, it makes the cell get a bit bigger because it heats up, and this makes a little shockwave that you can hear as little clicks, and so you can work out how many melanoma cells are going around the blood.
It's basically the same idea, but for cells which aren't already a funny colour.
Thank you, Dave.